Dateline, November 17, 2000. 20 years later, we can still smell what Aki was cooking. Take. Professional wrestling is real. I'm well aware it is not a sport in the same way that baseball or rugby are sports. Professional wrestling has scripted storylines, and the outcome of every match is more or less predetermined. But whatever their exaggerated personas or backstories might be, professional wrestlers are real people performing real stunts all year round. You can watch it on television, or the internet, or live in person, and you will see actual human beings risk their personal safety to put on a show for your benefit. They will pull their punches, they will feign incapacitation when needed, but every leap or collision has real impact on their bodies, and they deserve the same level of safety and labor protection that other professional athletes are afforded. WWF No Mercy is not real. It is a video game, one that was released 20 years ago this week when the World Wrestling Federation stood at its highest possible profile. In the year 2000, the WWF was airing 6 hours of programming on cable television each week, in addition to touring around the world and holding monthly pay-per-view events which drew hundreds of thousands of viewers at $30 a pop. WWF wrestlers, who have always been referred to on air as superstars, lived up to their name as they flexed their celebrity muscles by appearing in all manner of media at the time. When Dwayne The Rock Johnson hosted Saturday Night Live on March 18, 2000, he was joined by multiple other superstars and Vince McMahon, the longtime owner of the WWF. Because if you're handing over the keys to one of the most revered American comedy institutions to a professional wrestler, why settle for one guest star when you can have five? Video games and professional wrestling have gone hand in hand since both rose to popularity in the 1980s, and both mediums lend themselves to over-the-top action. There's also an economical aspect to professional wrestling that gives it an advantage over other sports titles. A baseball team has 9 players per side, a basketball team has 5. But an entire wrestling match only requires 2 human figures to be on screen in a square-shaped arena. A simple task for early video game developers to achieve. See also boxing. By the late 1990s, both video games and wrestling had come a long way, and both had intense competition to thank. What had been largely a standalone show in the 1980s, Nintendo dominated consoles while the WWF dominated televised wrestling, was now a splintered landscape. The console wars had pushed video games through multiple hardware generations, to the point that home systems were now capable of generating nearly realistic-looking human beings with actual voices. Likewise, the so-called Monday Night Wars between the WWF and WCW drew millions of viewers each week as the rival factions tried to outdo one another with bigger, broader events, all while each company tried to poach talent from the other. Enter Japanese developer Aki. Under the name The Man Breeze, Aki had created Virtual Pro Wrestling for the original PlayStation in Japan in 1996, a game full of nearly real wrestlers using phony monikers like Andy the Gigante to avoid legal issues. That game would end up published abroad by THQ as WCW vs. The World, suddenly adding recognizable talent to the pool of phony grapplers. When Virtual Pro Wrestling got a sequel on Nintendo 64, there was again a licensed version version released overseas, this time called WCW vs. NWO World Tour. That game sold so well that Aki was hired to make a direct sequel just for foreign markets called WCW NWO Revenge, one with arenas and entrance music based on real WCW programming at the time. When Revenge outsold every other game in America in October 1998, surpassing even Metal Gear Solid, it was clear that Aki had sniffed out a magic formula that won gamers over. In a move that perfectly fit the nature of the wrestling business at the time, the WWF ended their long relationship with Acclaim to make a deal with THQ, in order to have Aki jump ship from making WCW games to making WWF games. WWF WrestleMania 2000, released, ironically, in 1999, would be the first such game, and it flew off store shelves, moving a million copies during the holiday season. 1 year later, Aki produced the company's fifth pro wrestling game in as many years, eight if you count virtual pro wrestling games separately from their international editions, with the release of WWF No Mercy. In a sense, WWF No Mercy is less of an original game as it is a refinement of what Aki had established as a multi-million copy selling wrestling game formula. Far too many developers treated wrestling games like an offshoot of fighting games. Wrestlers could punch and kick each other or input special moves to wear down an opponent's life bar before going for a pin. In the Aki games, the system mimics the flow of actual pro wrestling in that wrestlers have spirit bars that rise and fall as the action unfolds. Taunting your opponent or appealing to the crowd is just as valuable to your spirit as delivering a pile driver can be. One wrestler can take an early lead, land a few power moves, and their spirits will soar, enabling them to use a signature special attack on their opponent to the fans' vocal delight. However, even as their spirit craters, it is always possible for a battered wrestler to turn the tide back in their favor with a few key reversals, pumping up their spirit in turn and setting themselves up for a surprise comeback. WWF No Mercy, as with previous Aki titles, makes perfect use of the awkwardly shaped Nintendo 64 controller, using the large A and B buttons for strikes or grapples, and the L and R buttons for blocking or dodging. Players can hold the block button to shrug off punches and kicks forever, but they are vulnerable to grabs. Dodging evades grabs, but in tight spaces, a strike cannot be dodged. For advanced players, a well-timed block or dodge will actually counter a strike or grab, but only if they correctly anticipate which type of attack is coming. This balance of offense versus defense, combined with the seesaw spirit meter, means that a quality WWF No Mercy match can last as long as a real pro wrestling match and be just as entertaining. WWF No Mercy is an excellent wrestling game, but there is one more reason it remains beloved 20 years later. It was Aki's last pure wrestling game. A planned sequel called WWF Backlash was cancelled, and while THQ would continue to distribute WWF wrestling games until the publisher folded in 2013, none of the subsequent games were developed by Aki. Aki would later incorporate their time-tested wrestling formula in two unusual 2003 GameCube releases, Def Jam Vendetta and Ultimate Muscle Legends vs. New Generation. Both games contain the raw DNA from their N64 predecessors, but the professional wrestlers have been replaced with real-life hip-hop performers and licensed anime characters, respectively. Aki would continue to develop Def Jam and anime wrestling games for a few more years until departing the genre altogether, jettisoning their corporate moniker as well. Today the company still exists, but it is known as Sin Sophia, and their primary output is fashion-centered games aimed at young girls. Meanwhile, the WWF has been called WWE since 2002, and has absorbed its largest competitors from the 1990s. But the company has struggled with video game development in recent years, after WWE 2K20 was so poorly received, a planned sequel for this year was scrapped. However, wrestling and video game fans had reason to be excited again, as just 1 week ago, All Elite Wrestling announced AEW Games, an initiative to develop new video games with input from WWF No Mercy director Hideyuki Iwashita. In a world where sports games are churned out year after year and few, if any, fans know who was responsible for their creation, I find it heartwarming that one wrestling game in particular and the name of its director holds such cachet with fans 20 years after its release, and that AEW star Kenny Omega counts himself amongst said fans. He was 17 years old when WWF No Mercy came out. I don't know enough about AEW or Hideyuki Iwashita to start getting hyped about a promised return to the glory days of Aki, but I think it's high time wrestling organizations figured out a way to turn back the clock to an era when wrestling video games held wide appeal. WWF No Mercy is a game that's obviously made with wrestling fans in mind, but its mechanics are sound, and its character creator is so robust, you don't have to know too cool from too much to enjoy it. Sure, the wrestlers' faces look freakish by modern standards, the ring introduction videos are choppy animated GIFs, and the audio samples are of such low quality, it sounds like Stone Cold Steve Austin is breaking glass underwater. But those technical shortcomings don't amount to a hill of beans when the core gameplay is still exciting to engage with 2 decades later. Hell, there remains a vibrant active community of No Mercy fans to this day who mod and update the original game with higher resolution textures, new modes of play, and even new wrestlers who were never in the WWF to begin with. THQ is long gone and Aki isn't even Aki anymore, so I say anyone with the least bit of curiosity should get out there and experience this 2-decade-old licensed video game any way you can. It's not like Nintendo is going to release a Nintendo 64 Mini with games from a defunct publisher included. And even if they would, which they won't, does literal billionaire Vince McMahon need or deserve your money at this point? Hell no! And that's the bottom line, because Diamond Fight said so! Thank you for listening to this audio version of my latest This Week in Retro column, a Retronauts exclusive for our Patreon supporters. My name is Diamond Fight, and you can follow me on Twitter at FEITCLUB. Good night!